This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. Sarah Shook and the Disarmers are back with their second release. Years is the follow-up to Sidelong, which came out on Bloodshot Records in 2017. Shook and her band spent much of the past 12 months on the road, earning a growing fan base of people who like their powerful mix of outlaw country and snarling punk attitude. And there's some pop touches on the new record as well. Sarah lives in Chapel Hill and joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're listening to the first single, Good as Gold, and the second part of that chorus line is, I'm as good as gone. These are songs about breakup and loss, but you remain defiant and are not giving up or giving in. What keeps you going?
Myself, just being stubborn and determined to keep on keeping on no matter what. I also think it's important for people to see an example that we all go through tough stuff, that's sort of the human condition, and to see someone who is just continuously picking themselves up by their bootstraps and saying, if I can do this, you can do this too. I think it's a good message, and it's a sort of message of solidarity, I think.
The band have been pounding the road in support of Sidelong, and now you're getting back out there to play these new songs. Did you get enough time to recharge your battery? I know it's been tight and crazy busy.
Honestly, the last couple of weeks have felt like the calm before the storm. It's been nice to be home and have some downtime, and certainly nice to spend some time with my son. But we're definitely ready to get back out there. We have just a few shows coming up in the next few weeks, and then April 26th, we'll be out for 50 days. So we are we're preparing and doing lots of laundry.
Resting up.
Yep.
Overview sounds like you're exhausted and ready to move on. Are there any regrets?
Absolutely not. No. I mean, even the tough stuff is still something that I learned a lesson from. Mm-hmm. That's all you can do.
Yeah, and what have you learned from this? And I mean, there's a song on here called Lesson.
Oh, my Lord. I don't know. I feel like I'm pretty good at not taking any crap from anyone in real life. And I feel like sometimes within the context of romantic relationships, I have not applied that same principle. And I feel like I've recognized a pattern and moved past that. And it's a good place to be. It's really good to be on the other side of that.
The other great thing about that song, Lesson, is it's got two of the elements that I really like about your sound, which is the steel guitar and this kind of rocking punk guitar. And at times they're dueling and sometimes they're really complementary. It makes me feel like you have a lot of confidence in your bandmates to kind of flesh out these songs. Is that a collaborative process?
Absolutely. I typically write the lyrics, melody, chord progression, and a loose arrangement. And then when I bring it to the band, we have rehearsal with it for the first time. And the final arrangement, we all work together on where we want the solos to be, intros, outros, things like that. That is very much a collaborative effort. And Eric Peterson on guitar and Phil Sullivan on pedal steel, those two have always had this sort of magical chemistry between them. And they're very tasteful and they're very strategic about what they choose to play and when, and their styles are very complementary of each other. It's kind of a marvel to behold. I've always appreciated that about them.
Heartaches on long breaks, I learned from my mistakes. Hope you do too. Heart turns and slow burns, the wounded heart still earns. Hope you do.
title song Years somehow combines Courtney Love, and if you don't like Courtney, then we could substitute somebody else in there. But also, you know, for me, I heard a little Roger Miller in there when you get going.
Oh, yeah. There's a wink.
Yeah. How do you do that in one song? And that coda at the end, I thought the song was over, and then it comes back in. And that's one of my favorite moments on the record.
So the title track, Years, is kind of an interesting story. We had all of these other songs written, prepared. We'd rehearsed them to the nth degree. And 2 weeks before we went into the studio to record, I felt uneasy, and I felt like I didn't have everything I needed for this record. And I just knew there was something missing. And I sat down and I wrote Years and it was done. And I remember messaging my bandmates. I'm like, y'all are going to kill me, but
we're not done.
But we're not done. I just wrote this song. And like, not only does this song need to be on the record, this is the title track. Like, this is, we need to do this. And it's a very good feeling to have bandmates that believe in you and trust your instincts and immediately are like, well, that's kind of weird, Sarah, but all right, let's do it. And so we had just a couple rehearsals, and especially with tracking live, you want to be as rehearsed as possible. So to only have a few practices with this new song was a big risk, but it, you know, I play with people who are willing to take risks with me, and that's a good feeling.
When you get a record like this finished, Sarah, where do you go to give it a listen?
So the Cave in Chapel Hill, Chapel Hill's oldest bar. It's been there since 1968. I've worked there for a few years now, but there are these two speakers set up on either end of the bar. And I mean, obviously I'm not gonna listen to my own stuff when we're open, but this is like the bartender dream, is you close the bar down and you sit down at the bar right in the middle between those speakers and you can hear everything perfectly, and that's the spot that I listen to my demos.
2 a.m.
At probably 4, honestly. But yeah, somewhere around there.
The new record from Sarah Shook and the Disarmers is called Years. It's out today. They play the Cat's Cradle tonight, and you can hear some live music when they join Frank Stacio on the State of Things today at noon. Thanks for coming in, Sarah.
Thanks for having me, Eric.